right, continuing now. I'm just appalled by this injury. I'm just it's appalling. Absolutely appalling. We'll get back to that in a moment. But right now, Gregory Wrightstone is with me. He's a man who's appalled by the lies that we're told every day, right? When it comes to climate. Ian, storm of the century, it said, and all these. Listen, I also saw a headline, hundreds confirmed dead. The death toll is 10 today. But a sheriff has confirmed 100. I don't know. Gregory Wrightstone, welcome back to the program. Wrote the best-selling book, The Inconvenient Truth. You know, what Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Gregory, good to have you.
Good to be back on with you, Steve. I don't know if you know, but my home is located 20 miles south of Tampa. So early on, it looked like we were going to get slammed. And then the last few hours, it headed south. So my good fortune turned into people down in Fort Myers and that area just getting crushed. But yeah, I heard that just as you did. I heard the sheriff of that county saying that they had found that there were hundreds dead. And I said, oh, my God, that's, and now we find that there are 10.
Yeah, the official number today is 10. Now, but the real thing is this. It's the headlines going to be storm of the century, once in a 500-year. Come on. Every hurricane that comes can't be the storm of the century, but that's what they say. And here's the thing. And I say this for comparative, and I'm not dismissing the devastation in Punta Gorda or in Port Charlotte or Fort Myers, any of that, right? Veranda, all these places got hit. But what I'm going to say is this. In 1960, there were just under 5 million people living in Florida. Today, it's over 22 million. If you multiply the number of people and therefore concentrate 4.5 times the wealth and have a storm roll in, of course there's going to be more damage. It's a simple mathematical equation, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, you know, if we take a look, we know for sure that the number of hurricanes are definitely not increasing. And even the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change agrees. There's a strong argument that can be made looking at the satellite data that we are in a slight decline of the numbers of hurricanes. And I just – actually, the study that I found with the longest term data was taken. It was a North Mexico University. It went back from started in the year 1749 to 2016.
Right,
and that's 300 years of data they looked at, and they concluded from 1749 to 2012, the linear trend in number of hurricanes is decreasing. All right. We see that. We see that there's been a – we know for sure every single landfalling hurricane that hit the North America, the United States, going back to the year 1850. Those are – landfalling hurricanes in the United States are declining. They just are. Because
we know every single one.
We couldn't have missed any hurricanes that made landfall.
Well, here's the thing. We didn't understand and study hurricanes the way we do today, that's for sure. We weren't flying, you know – planes into the eye of the storm in 1850, obviously. And so one of the other things that you see is, well, there's only been five Category 5 hurricanes that have ever hit the United States. I don't believe that's true. I don't believe you'd have any way to verify that, obviously, based on the things that you just said, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if we look at NOAA's top hurricane expert, you're going to love his last name. It's Christopher Landsea. What a name for a hurricane guy. Almost as good as a geologist named Wrightstone, huh? But according to Christopher Landsea, he says he took a look at hurricane intensity and wind speed. And he says it looks like maybe hurricane intensity and wind speed has increased by, 1%. Well, I don't think the people in Fort Myers could be able to tell the difference between 132 and 133 miles per hour. It's so small as to be – it's unmeasurable, really. And even if we assume he's right, and I don't have any data to say he's wrong, but even so, 1% increase is hardly anything to be alarmed about.
I think that we've had hurricanes, big hurricanes, as long as I can remember. I mean, here's the thing. Whether it's the Miami hurricane of 1935, Camille in 1969, Andrew in 1992. And you know, I can go back and find Irma and Sally and Harry and Henry and all the, what was it, Harvey in Texas and all of these different hurricanes. But didn't we go for 11 or 12 years without a major hurricane hitting the United States at all?
Yeah, it was the longest on record. Now, their record that we say goes back to 1850.
Right,
it was
so again,
12 years. 12
not
years.
A very long period.
And I actually, it was ironic. I was writing a commentary just as the hurricane started gathering for us about how quiet this hurricane season's been, because it's one of the most, up until now, it's been one of the most quiet hurricane seasons we've had. And of course, it may end up being that way. We don't know in terms of numbers of hurricanes.
Right.
But you're right. You can't attribute one event to climate change.
Yeah. And here's the other thing that I'd like to point out, because they keep telling us the storms are more severe. It was another, relatively speaking, quiet year for tornadoes. Now, if you spun off of this hurricane, sure. But compared to you, we'll have about half as many as you do in an active year. This year, again, it looks like. About 1,000, maybe,
yeah.
Right? That's where the numbers are. So I don't get it. Storms are not more intense. There's not more of them. There are less of them over time, period, right?
Exactly. Tornadoes, we know for sure. And especially if we look, NOAA suggests looking for long-term tornado information, look at the big ones, the F3, F4, F5s, because they say, you know, before the satellite data, we couldn't have missed something that big. And so
right.
We see that those big tornadoes are definitely declining. And again, we just see time after time I research this information about floods, terrible floods. And we go back and look at the data and we find out, you know, this is a flood of a worst flood ever. And then we find out that there were six other floods dating back to the 1800s that were higher than that particular one.
Well, that's right.
We did that in the Kentucky data, the Kentucky floods.
Yeah. Well, you had the great Mississippi flood, I think, of the 1920s or 30s. I'd have to look. You know, it was a gigantic flood, biggest one that we've ever recorded anyhow. But, I mean, you look at the hurricanes, Agnes and Alicia and Hugo and Keith and Floyd and Mitch and, you know, whatever. Katrina was a bad flood. Harvey was a bad deal. Charlie was bad. They're all bad, right?
Yeah, I remember very clearly Agnes, because I grew up in South Central Pennsylvania, and Agnes came up the East Coast and then just stalled and sat there for a week just pouring down the rain. And if you would see where the flood, the 1932 was the record level. One of my uncle's barn has the high level marked on the barn's side where that was in 32. Well, Agnes was a foot and a half above that. I think that was 1972. So we have these periodic storms that happen time and time again.
Hurricanes happen. Gregory, tell the folks where they can find you.
I'm executive director of the CO2 Coalition, co2coalition.org. And I'll give you some good news, Steve. My best-selling book, Inconvenient Facts, went back to a number one bestseller last week on Amazon and stayed there for a week. So it's still very, very popular. So that's Inconvenient Facts. You can find that at Amazon or inconvenientfacts.xyz.
Gregory Wrightstone, thank you, sir.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. Heavyweight and built to last a lifetime, these flannels are 100% cotton. So soft, you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every final purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Confession.